all I need to know about you.
That's 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 all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. I don't even know if we've discussed this before, Raven.
What's that?
But if you are by yourself in your car and you're still wearing your face mask, that's all I need to know about you. I was thinking about that. I pulled into the liquor store this past weekend.
Okay.
And I'm sitting in the parking lot for a few minutes before I go in. And I'm looking at people pulling in.
Sure.
And they're by themselves in the car.
Yeah.
And they still have the face mask on. And all I was thinking is, who are they protecting themselves from? Themselves?
Well, maybe they're just trying to stay in the frame of mind of they're going to need to put it on in just a second anyways. Plus, they could have stopped. Let me give you an example. What if they stop and they pump gas or whatever, and you've got gloves on, or if you don't, then you don't want to adjust your mask after, because then you're cross-contaminating your mask anyway. So it depends on what level you want to think about this stuff. Like, you could really drive yourself insane thinking about it. So,
because you know what's sort of happening.
I don't want to make fun of anybody doing it, because when they touch the mask, too, like, that's the biggest thing I'm making fun of you is if I see you, you're wearing a mask, but then you're grabbing your mask with your gloved hand that you're putting all over everything and you're moving it constantly, you're obviously doing yourself no favor.
Well, the first thing I started, at first I thought, I go, what are these people doing? I'm like, they're by themselves. They can't. Then, you know, you start getting into your own head.
Right.
So I go, wait a minute.
Why aren't I wearing mine?
Am I supposed to be wearing my mask by myself in this car?
Right.
And then I was like, should I put it on? Maybe, like, and then I'm like, are the cops going to see me not
it's
wearing
such a
mask?
Such a crazy life right now.
What world do we live in right now?
Right,
that this is what I'm concerned about. But then I reevaluated everything, and I talked to a nurse, and she's like, no, you're right. There's no reason why you should be wearing a mask by yourself.
You breathed it off, and you were fine?
That was fine. Okay. Yeah, that's all I need to know about you. Yeah.
If you weren't wondering why Elton John was seen playing in front of a portable basketball hoop Saturday night on the concert that was on every single network, what was going on there? I mean, I know he has young children. But the basketball hoop behind Elton John, I want you to picture, if you didn't see it, here's Elton John. First off, he looks like he's playing outside the fence of his condo driveway.
Yeah.
Which, because I just envisioned Elton John, I thought all he owned was castles all over the world, basically. Right. And well-deserved, all right? But he's out in front of this, like, you know, vinyl fencing gate. And I'm like, he must be at somebody's house or something. And there's a portable, like, you know, one of those basketball hoops you get at Dick's or Walmart or anywhere that you would go behind him. Those things are on wheels, if you're familiar with it. I mean, you could literally move it out of the way, and yet there's this basketball hoop. Plus, there's three basketballs on the ground. Who has three basketballs at their home court, too? That was weird.
And I'm going to I can't pronounce this word, so forgive me. Strategically placed.
Strategically placed. Right. I have children. Look at me. I'm at home with you just like everybody. Listen, it's great to be proud of your kids, but move the basketball hoop.
If you missed it, Saturday night, One World Together at Home was a broadcast of all these. It was led by Lady Gaga, and it was an incredible show.
It was good. There was a couple duds, but it was really good.
It was fantastic.
And I thought the talking parts were nice, too, and all that. Right. I thought they must have put a light on it or something. I figured that they were using it as a mount.
But
nope, just a basketball hoop.
It was weird when everybody's, like, in their bedrooms, and all of a sudden, here's Elton John on his basketball home court.
So weird.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yes, hi. Can you guys do a PSA for us? Just because everybody's driving like a lunatic because the roads are clear and they figure the cops won't pull them over for speeding because of the virus. It's dangerous. People are still doing 80, 90 miles an hour.
That sounds like it's all I need to know about you.
Yep.
Thank you.
What's your laundry protocol? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. My head is spinning. This all came up because Amy Schumer, she posted this funny video on her Instagram story. It was about how she's just like everybody else doing laundry. And all she was doing was taking her dirty clothes and shoving it in the washing machine and putting the laundry detergent in. And I didn't understand what was so funny about it because that's exactly how I do laundry. I just take the dirty clothes. I put it in the washing machine.
How is that possible?
And I put the soap in the top and then I close it. And then I just pick whatever button looks like normal.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Right now in my bedroom, there are no less than, I'm guessing, five piles of separated laundry right now. That's the way we do laundry.
Why?
Like real people, like smart people. Because you got different textures, different colors, different stuff. Like, you can't wash denim with basically anything but denim.
Why?
You can't put towels with anything but towels.
Why? I do it. Everything seems fine.
No.
My clothes look exactly like your clothes.
No. they're getting beat up. Oh,
I don't think so.
Oh, no. And it's always tied in my house. It's always tied, people. And then if it's super dark and it's something like delicate, it's woolite.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What? How is that possible?
I put all the stuff in. What? I put the soap in.
Okay.
I do use the dryer sheets when I put it in the dryer. I put everything in the dryer.
Yeah.
And then
everything goes in the dryer. You don't hang anything?
No.
What?
Just only my daughter's uniform.
This is crazy.
And I don't actually know why I do that, because my husband told me to, so I just do that because he told me to.
Because he knows it'll get beat up if you don't do that. You have to hang the stuff. The stuff that you care about, that you want to stay dark and pressed looking, you got to hang that stuff.
I think that you have 1988 mentality in 2020.
No.
I think that the washing machines are better thinking now and better
There's a brain in the washing machine.
I think so.
That's protecting you from yourself. I want to understand what it is that you're telling me. We don't have self-driving cars yet, but you're telling me your washing machine is protecting you from yourself.
We asked on our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven. And, you know, what's your laundry protocol? Jennifer wrote, everyone's laundry is done separately. She separates them by people. And then it's divided into lights and darks and only done on the weekends. Like, what? Why?
Maybe you don't want that teenager stuff on your stuff. I got
you.
There's a little cross-contamination going on.
Doesn't it all get washed the same way?
Oh, no. No. I mean, it goes back to different people. Different people put it on their bodies. I can't believe that you put it all in there at once. What about your socks? Your socks have to go in another pile, right?
No. Why?
What?
What's wrong? What's the difference of my
your
socks?
White you don't bleach your white socks?
No, we have color-safe bleach, I think one of them says.
Oh, no.
Lisa wrote, I separate all the colors. I do whites first, color second, and then last load is the darks.
Yep.
There's three different loads of color things.
That's right.
Towels are washed separately from the clothing. Sheets are always washed in hot water. She's going to be doing laundry for 17 days.
Who is
she? Doing it.
Who is she again? What was her name?
Lisa.
Well, she's smart, clearly. She got to be a civil servant. She knows what she's doing.
What do you do? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. I'm with Troy on our Facebook page. He writes, it's 2020. Why are you buying clothes that can't handle a mixed wash? It's Anna and Raven. This came up because I was shocked that people were making fun of Amy Schumer because she posted a video of herself doing laundry and she puts everything in the washer and then puts everything in the dryer, which is exactly how I do my laundry.
I don't understand how that's even possible. I mean, she has a baby in the house. You're telling me the baby's things go with the man's things, go with the woman's things?
I wash everything.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I have a 17-month-old. Her clothes are relatively the exact same as mine.
Troy's wearing burlap is what I'm guessing. There's many different materials out there nowadays. I'm a man of I'm a connoisseur, if you will. I'm a man who has things that he loves.
We asked on our Facebook page, we asked, what's your laundry protocol? Dara wrote, kids' clothes, everything together. Always hit the buttons, heavy load, extra rinse, heavy dirt. Adult clothes, I separate colors. So the kids' clothes don't have to be separated, but the adult clothes have to be separated?
Well, let's be honest. Your kids aren't respecting your things all that much either, right? So just give it back to them in the laundry. That's what I'm thinking. You know, you don't respond well to this, but if the first time you put all those jeans in one load with a dark detergent, woo! Ooh, that's a special time when they come out.
Christine wrote, I don't separate clothes, all goes in, which is what I do. And Diane responded, seriously, I can't believe all the work everyone puts into their laundry here. I'm exhausted and confused just reading them. I've never related to a comment more. I'm reading this. I don't even know what people are talking about. I'm like, what? Who knew that people have such incredible laundry protocol?
There's rules. That's all I'm saying.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your laundry protocol?
Well, in my house, I separate from light to dark. Instead of throwing everything all in one.
Uh-huh. How many degrees of dark are there? Is there like a grays and middle dark and then a super dark? Or is it just lights and darks?
Just light and dark.
Right, because whatever you're talking about doesn't even make sense.
Oh, no, no, no. I've got like
super
three
dark?
Different degrees of dark.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. Do you do the laundry or does your wife do the laundry?
Oh, my wife does the laundry.
Oh.
But I used to do all my laundry before I got married. And, you know, I mean, that's the way.
10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, my wife wouldn't trust me to do all the laundry now at this point because her separation technique is even more adept than mine.
Oh, you guys are nuts. I'm wasting time.
I mean, if I put something of hers in the dryer, it would be the end of life in my house.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your laundry protocol?
Hi. I just literally throw it all in the wash and dryer. I don't look at the tags. I don't separate the colors. Don't they make laundry detergent for both colors and whites? I don't understand why people still separate them.
What's wrong with you?
I don't.
All your black shirts are grays and all your whites are going to be funky.
So I do this exact same thing and I never notice any difference. I don't think there's anything wrong. I feel like it's just like old school mentality versus new school mentality.
You guys don't even know about like light, dark and whatnot. I mean, come on.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Why don't you just take your clothes,
thank you,
throw them in the driveway and run them over with your car?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven, what's your laundry protocol?
My kids are never allowed to do the laundry because they don't respect the fact that you have to separate the towels
everything
from the clothes.
That's right.
Exactly. And the whites from the colors. And absolutely, under no circumstances can jeans go in the dryer.
Oh, this is a good fine American here.
It's just, I think it's a waste of money because you're ruining your clothes. And it really pisses me off.
That's crazy.
I wore a shirt this week that was like 20 years old. You didn't even know. And the darks, the blacks are very rich.
Raven, I knew. You think washing it separately is going to disguise the fact that you have that shirt on?
You knew because it was fit for me 20 years ago.
I knew because it had a butterfly collar.
Oh, come on. That thing is dope.
Home Cook Idol. We asked you to submit dishes that you are making at home. We know you're cooking. It's Anna and Raven joining us from the Food Network. It's Chef Plum. Every day we pick a different submission. We judge it on whether or not it's going to Hollywood. And if we choose yours to be subjected to this kind of scrutiny, we'll hook you up with some kind of random prize. But one grand prize winner this week will win a $100 gift card to Target.
Can't wait to go through the lost and found box at my house today and come up with a couple more random prizes. Who do we have?
Today, Lori has submitted her seared orange glazed salmon with ginger rice and carrots and sugar snap peas. It was made with some peanut oil, soy sauce, and then added sesame seeds. If you want to see this, of course, you can go on any of our social media, Anna and Raven. You can check out the dish for yourself and give it your own scoring. But Chef Plum, let's start with you. What do you think?
Yeah, so I'm going to give Lori a lot of credit here on her plate up. She's trying to make it look pretty, which I definitely appreciate. I would like to see the salmon looks beautiful with that glaze on there, although I'm pretty sure she finished it with some of the extra glaze. So if you're going to bake it with that glaze on there or roast it with that glaze on there, it's going to brown a little bit, which is delicious. So it's hard to tell if that actually happened, but I'd like to see some of that glaze, that little reserved on the side, and then put on the plate as a little sauce. I like a little sauce on the side, Raven.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you. I hadn't thought of that myself personally because I'm not a professional chef. I'm a professional eater.
Yep.
But I would like to see a little bit of that sauce on the side. I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say this is the sexiest dish that we have seen so far in the Home Idol competition. I think this is by far the best-looking plate that we have seen. I agree with you. Extra glaze added at the end, it kind of messed with the coloring a little bit here. But again, the work has been done already. I would eat this. It looks delicious. I'm going yes.
Guys, I don't want to be the weirdo here.
Okay, so you hate salmon.
No, I like salmon.
All right.
Everything about this dish looks relatively delicious.
Okay.
But nobody thinks that if you look at the picture, it looks perverted, like you see something else.
I mean, what? Because the meat's in the middle, and then there's two clumps of veggies on each side?
I mean, just look at it again.
Be a grown-up. This is a grown-up show. Do you like the dish or not?
Look at it and just squint a little bit.
It's semi-phallic.
Squint just a little.
All right. Stop it.
Squint.
Wow.
Squint.
No.
Squint and
stop
look.
It.
Squint and look.
Would you give your vote?
Is that... It might make me like the dish more when I squint. I don't know. I
there's
can't
kids
tell.
In the car.
There's no kids in the car. They might be listening at home.
They could
home
be going
Alexa.
And trying to get shopping. They're done. They're going shopping.
That's right.
Kids can't even go to the grocery store. But I will say, when I squint.
No, don't. Look at it straight up. That's the best looking plate we've had so far.
I can't look at it.
I say yes, it's going to Hollywood. Chef Plum, what do you think?
Yeah, I think this dish definitely has potential. She's got her plate-up skills could be a little bit better. It's not bad. It's not terrible. It's very kind of Red Lobster, I just ordered an entree kind of situation, but it looks delicious. I like where her head's at. I think she's got potential. She's moving on.
They did it on purpose. I
says,
think so.
But it's a yes for Anna, too.
If you want to nominate your dish, you can head to annaonraven.com. And
I mean, it's like you're being tickled. Are you five?
Annaonraven.com. Submit your dish.
Quit with one eye. It's even worse.
The bright side, the good things that are happening in your life, that's what we want to hear about. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can always call or text.
You know, a lot of people are having trouble right now, Anna, obviously getting motivated, people staying on track. Some people are getting really fit, but I think that the high percentage of us are just, we're not doing too great. Emily Mullen is a physical therapy student at Quinnipiac University, and alongside with Mike Medina, the director of Campus Life for Recreation, this weekend they organized their first planned virtual 5K.
But we thought we could get everyone together in a way virtually.
We've seen in studies that increased physical activity does help the mental health. So we're hopeful that, you know, this race is just a small piece of helping people cope with a very difficult and unprecedented time.
I think that having that source of community to still hold on to in this time of uncertainty is definitely really important.
I mean, I saw that guy that was running one on his porch in England, but it definitely does help a lot, obviously, when you're training with somebody. We ran a 5K last year, and if it wasn't for that app that I felt like I constantly had to talk to, and you know, bear against other people and get that encouragement from the coach through that app, like, I probably wouldn't have been able to do it.
I was thinking about that because a couple of my friends have been doing the couch to 5K. They've been training, and I said to them joking, I'm like, what are you training for? You don't even know if there's actually going to be races coming up.
Or a planet.
Or, yeah, anything. But they were like, why not? Now's a better time than ever. We've got all the time. We have no excuses not to. And I'm like, that's a good way to think about it.
Right. The results of the race are going to be announced today. And, of course, people could walk or run or whatever they're going to do. But they've got another one that they're planning right now. So if you want to find out about it, you can do that. North Shore University Hospital. They do great work over there at Northwell. And Adam Lying is talking all about it. Diagnosed just 4 weeks ago with COVID-19 on his 40th birthday. Could you imagine how scary that would be? 4 weeks ago. He's out now, fully recovered out of the hospital, but he says it's not actually the first time that they saved his life.
When I was born, I had an issue with my pancreas. The doctors did an experimental surgery to save my life.
Wow. They found it while he was in the hospital. Many people were unaware of his condition at that time. And so what did he do? He went out and he started a fundraiser. He's raised over $10,000 so far right now and collected PPE for all the crews over there at Northwell. And he just keeps going by and letting them know how thankful he is. What a great story it is.
I'm eternally grateful to everyone at Northwell, all the doctors, all the nurses. I really feel like the luckiest guy in the whole world. And I really love my family. And I got a lot more living to do.
So you know what? There's good things happening out there. Keep going, people.
Quarantine Confession Hotline. If you want to call 24/7, leave a message. The phone number is 833-431-0905. It's Anna and Raven.
The further we get into this thing, the weirder people get.
So true.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I see myself slipping into there, too. Oh, so you need a place where you can just put things, you know, and there'll be no judgment.
I was thinking about that last night. I go, every day, crazier things start popping into my head. And I just wish I had somewhere I can kind of let it all go. And then I realize, hey, we do have somewhere, the Quarantine Confession Hotline.
You can take your phone into the backyard, into your bathroom, into your closet, wherever you got to go. Do it with witnesses, however you want to do it.
But here's my dilemma. I'm sitting in what used to be our extra bedroom, which was kind of the place you fed the cat. Now it's my full-time home office after I'm working from home full-time, and here I am on a conference call and video conference, and my cat is taking a dump in his cat box. Mm. Not only does it stink, but I have to sit here and hide the sound of the cat going crazy in the box. Anybody else have a problem like that?
Do you ever have cats, Anna? Have you had cats?
No.
No. I know you have the dog.
Yeah.
What? My cats, first off, it is very stinky when a cat goes to the bathroom. Very, very stinky.
Okay.
And then after, it might be less stinky if they cover it up properly. But cats, like, you know, they got big personalities. So some are very, they'll be discreet. And other ones are completely just reckless with the whole thing. The other thing is that when you're in a room with a cat and a cat uses the bathroom, they stare at you while they use the bathroom. It's very unsettling.
Well, how would you feel if you had an audience when you went potty?
You know, it's kind of true because the dogs, they get that wide-eyed look when you're looking at them, too. It's like somebody's always standing there, but they tell me that's about safety with dogs. I don't know. Cats. And the thing is, his tail would stand straight up, my cat Scrappy, and it would shake while he went to the bathroom. Like, well, I said, very unsettling.
But why would you take your video conference? Why would you set that up there? Why wouldn't you move the litter box or move your place if you knew that that was a possibility?
I don't know. Maybe there's no other rooms there in the house. Once the cat has an area, you want to keep them in that area, or else they go back there and go, no, this is my area, and they leave you a present when the box isn't there anymore.
My husband started in the dining room, his home office.
Yeah.
Now he's moved it down to the basement, I think, to get away from us.
That's right. Of course it's to get away from you guys.
And then he made a comment that he's was thinking about moving to the garage, which I was like, that seems weird. I'm not sure the Wi-Fi will reach there. But at this point, I think he's going to be in his car soon.
Whatever it takes. If he had a parachute, right, he would use that to get away.
If you want to call the Quarantine Confession Hotline, you can call 24-7. Leave a message. Anything that's on your chest, we want to hear about it. It's 833-431-0905. James and Natalie joining us together this morning, Couples Corps. Natalie, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband and I disagree on what time the kids should be going to bed. They're 9 and 13, so just let them stay up at this point, you know? And this is a once-in-a-lifetime period. Let them stay up till 11 p.m. If they want to stay up and sleep until 10 a.m., just let them. They do their work. They get it done. So I say we just let them be.
This has been a big hot topic with a lot of parents right now.
Well, right, because it's hard to manage people's, you know, different behaviors at this point, right?
Yeah.
You say to yourself, it's easier sometimes to let them go and have fun for a while. But then after, how do you actually bring them back down to reality some point?
James, what do you think?
No way. Look, you have to maintain structure. Just like my life, I still, you know, quote unquote, go to the office at 9 a.m. and, you know, take my lunch in the middle of the day and wrap up my day at 5 p.m. You know, same thing with the kids. Keep them structured. Keep a schedule. It's the best way to make sure that when, you know, we do eventually come out of this, it's seamless going back in. You know, it doesn't make any sense to suddenly let all rules go. Should they not make their bed? Should they not clean their rooms? Like, where do you stop?
James, what time do they normally go to bed? Like, back in the real normal whatever this is, not that time. Back in normal times.
Sure. 9 p.m., which, by the way, kind of feels too late anyway, but 9 p.m. has been the bedtime we've been using.
And what time are they going to bed now?
11.
That's the argument. I mean, they're going to bed whenever they want. My wife is saying, like, sure, if they want to go to bed at 11, sometimes they do stay up that late. Sometimes they stay up later. You know, we have no control if we don't set parameters. You're still going to school, you're just going to school at home, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. You both make valid points, and what we can do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, James, that you got to have some kind of schedule just, you know, for their own well-being. But they may see Natalie's side, too. It's a time that's different. And if they want to just stretch it out a little bit and that's what they're finding their fun in, let it be for now.
Do you wear pants to the office, James?
I do. I literally get up, have my breakfast same as normal, take a shower, put on a nice shirt. You know, maybe I don't put on the tie or the jacket anymore, but, you know, I'm not wearing a T-shirt and sweatpants.
Yeah, no, some people work better like that. All right, do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, that's why we chose to do this.
Okay.
Great, give us a call. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Natalie says, what's the big deal? They want to stay up a little bit later. You know, it's not normal times anymore. Let the kids stay up. They don't even have to go to school, real school in the morning. But her husband, James, really disagrees.
Yeah, I think it probably depends a lot on your kids, right? Because a lot of kids could handle this and some kids just couldn't. It is a time that people are going to remember forever as being different than every other time, right? But on the other hand, we are going to get back to normal at some point.
He says they need structure. It's what's going to keep them going. And doing homeschool, or school at home, I should say, is still going to school. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. Number one, I'm just against the kids. So I'm on the husband's side because we can't let the kids take over.
Right, right.
So I'm on the husband's side. They are taking over our world, so there have to be parameters. I agree with them.
Perfect. Thank you for the call.
Here's what we all agree on. We can't let the kids take
Don't
over.
Don't let the kids win. Don't let them win.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Kids are home from school. The question is do you give them a later bedtime now that they're home? It's Anna and Raven in Couples Court.
Mom thinks there's no rules at this point in life right now, right? It's a special time, unprecedented. Everybody uses the word. And so forget about bedtime. But Dad says sooner or later, the world's going to go back to normal. So they need to be ready.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm on the dad's side. Even though like crazy times, we have to keep kids in a safe environment, and that means having routines. Children thrive with routines. Letting them stay up is just, you know, it's not setting an example about being calm, staying on track, and doing what's right. We have to remember to follow the rules, even though times are a little bit crazy.
I had that conversation with my daughter yesterday. I go, it's okay if you're going to stay up a little bit later. I go, but let's determine a time that that's your bedtime. So usually she would go to bed at 9, and now it's 9:30, 9:45. It seemed like a good compromise.
Yeah, that's not bad. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I have to go to work because I'm in the healthcare industry, and these kids are all teenagers, and I just have to go to see if I can't deal with waiting for them to go to bed. And they just, like, it's actually good bonding, though, because they're getting closer together and they're still doing their homework. So, but it's going to be hard when it's time to, like, go back, I think.
Anna and Raven, who's that you on?
Hi. Yeah, I'm on the side of the kids. I mean, these times are nuts. I just feel like they should be given a break and play and relax and be kids.
But you know what? When this is over and we put the rules back in place, does that mean they can't work in factories anymore? Because I don't feel like you are able to make the decision for whether or not my children want to work in a factory or in a welding plant or a steel mill or anything like that. You shouldn't be able to decide if they want to work. Hey, there's no rules.
I think staying up an hour later to play Fortnite or Roblox or to watch a movie is a little bit different than putting them to a factory to work.
Oh, this is the new normal. Yeah. Let's make one of those kids a fighter jet pilot.
Do you have any children of your own?
I have a 5-year-old son. We stay up late. He stays up late. That's all right with me.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
You know what 5-year-olds are good for? Cleaning ductwork. You take one of those, you stick it in the ductwork, mm-hmm. right? And then he just, I mean, you don't even have to teach him how to use the brush. You just dress him in fuzzy clothing.
Uh-huh.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Natalie, our audience agreed with you. You got to be a little bit more lenient, James. That being said, there could be some kind of a compromise where there's a set time that is later. But ultimately, this isn't really time to be stringent, especially because kids are having a hard time with it.
I mean, I'm disappointed because I really think this is just going to make our lives harder. But I mean, I guess I'm in the minority on that. And, you know, just going to have to remind the kids that this isn't forever. They're old enough to understand what's going on. And hopefully we can kind of go back to rules whenever we get back to normal. Whenever that is.
Well, hopefully you're right, and that'll be real soon. But in the meantime, while they're staying up late, maybe you should have them watch all the Mad Max films so they can prepare for the coming post-apocalyptic times.
Absolutely. Only apocalyptic films after 9 o'clock.
That's right.
Natalie, you have to be happy about this.
Yeah, I mean, let them have their fun. I mean, this is weird times. I'm happy to hear that people are on my side.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com. Beat Raven to pop culture trivia and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Lou, Robin.
Robin, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Robin.
All right, Robin, here's how it works. Raven is walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to play?
I will try, yes.
All right. Number 1, Kelly Ripa says she started wearing her 18-year-old daughter's clothes during the home filming of her show, Kelly and Ryan. Who was her first co-host before Ryan Seacrest? Her very first co-host.
Michael Strahan?
Number 2, Hugh Jackman says he turned down a role in Cats. What character does he play in the Marvel Universe?
Wolverine.
Number 3, One World Together at Home aired Saturday night with an all-star lineup. What star curated the event and performed in the finale?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess, oh my God.
That's all right, Robin.
I don't know.
That's okay, Robin. You're right.
I don't know.
You're doing all right. Don't worry. Number 4, Ashton Kutcher and his wife launched Quarantine Wine to raise money for coronavirus relief. Who is Ashton Kutcher's wife?
Oh, I know it. What's her name? Mila. Or Mia. Oh, my God. I'm doing terrible.
All right, Robin. It's okay. Number 5, John Krasinski hosted a virtual prom for the class of 2020. His co-star from The Office, Rainn Wilson, joined him. What was Rain's character's name, first and last?
I don't know.
All right. That's okay, Robin. I know it's really hard. I'm waiting a minute. It's hard when the lights are on.
How'd she do?
Robin only got 1 right.
Oh, not too good, Robin. Let's see how I do.
Kelly Ripa says she started wearing her 18-year-old daughter's clothes during home filming of her show, Kelly and Ryan. Who was her very first co-host?
It was Regis, wasn't it?
Regis Philbin is correct. Number 2, Hugh Jackman says he turned down a role in Cats. What character does he play in the Marvel Universe?
He's the Wolverine.
Yes.
Well, he was. He's not anymore.
One World Together at Home aired Saturday night with an all-star lineup. What star curated the event and performed in the finale?
Lady Gaga.
Yep.
Yeah, she was good. She was good early on, too.
It was
overall a good show.
Number 4, Ashton Kutcher and his wife launched Quarantine Wine to raise money for coronavirus relief. Who is his wife?
Mila Kunis.
Yep. At number five, John Krasinski hosted a virtual prom for the class of 2020. His co-star from The Office, Rainn Wilson, joined him. What was Rain's character's name? First
Dwight
and last.
Schrute.
All right. I'm sorry, Robin. He beat you 5-1 this morning.
Sorry, can't beat Raven.
All right, but that does get you your own Anne on Raven t-shirt. Hold on the line. We'll get all your info.
Sweet. Better luck next time.
We're going to have the cheat sheet coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today. It's the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. Dr. Vinay Sampath is a professor of biomedical sciences at LIU Post. It's Anna and Raven.
Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? How are you managing?
We're doing all right. You know, granted, things are still pretty stinky, but overall, I feel like there's a sense of hope and a light at the end of the tunnel. Do you share that same sentiment?
Yes, I think we're hopefully on the downward trend. The numbers that Governor Cuomo has been releasing every day seems to suggest we hopefully will have it under control soon. But, you know, it's still too early to say how soon it is going to be. We cannot say whether it's going to be a couple of weeks or a month. We still need to wait and watch on that. Hopefully soon.
Doctor, I feel
hopefully we'll be able to salvage our summer.
Doctor, yeah. I feel like, right, as soon as the sunshine comes out, people are just very eager. And then, of course, we look at, now people are really, really feeling those economic impacts of it. But, I raised this question with a friend the other day. Would it be worse for them to let everybody go back to normal quickly and then get a second spike, just simply weeks after that? Because if we look back in history, that mistake has been made before.
Right. Exactly. That mistake was made with the 1918 pandemic. And I don't think it's advisable to quickly remove the restrictions, because it just is going to mean that people will get together and it's going to spread. And it's more about making sure our hospitals don't get completely flooded and our emergency personnel have the resources and the abilities and some way of controlling how many people are coming in. That's why we are trying to flatten the curve.
Dr. Sampath, I wanted to ask you about the antibody test that everyone keeps talking about. I'm confused by it. Once they test your blood to see if you've created these antibodies, will it be able to determine whether or not you'll be immune in the future?
We don't know, unfortunately. I wish there was a better answer than that. We don't know. We can distinguish right now with the antibody test whether people have seen the virus or not. Even if you have never had symptoms before, it is likely that we might have been exposed and we might just be what is called asymptomatic, that we didn't have any symptoms for it. So the antibody test is likely to differentiate and help us understand who has not been exposed at all to the virus and who has been exposed to the virus. Whether that is enough to protect against the second round of infection is not yet clear. The studies are still going on. We are still waiting for data on that. And unfortunately, right now, we don't have a clear-cut answer whether having a very good immune response, having very high antibody levels, is automatically going to mean that you're at the less chance for getting the disease again. So hopefully that is the hope. That is where we think it should be by the best guess, but we still need data to back us up.
What I've been keep hearing about, which I didn't know was a thing, was these false negatives where people have all the symptoms, they go to get tested, and then it comes back negative. And now doctors are saying that maybe these tests aren't 100% accurate. And if you get a negative, you still be quarantining for 2 weeks and assume that you do have it.
Right. I think it is because these tests are being developed in a much shorter timeline, on a normal basis. So then not all the tests that have been approved would have been approved under a normal condition. So there are quite a few tests there that are giving false negatives. So then if you have anybody who is experiencing the symptoms, and especially somebody who has come in contact with somebody else who has been declared positive and has similar symptoms but is now getting a negative result, you can assume that that person is probably a false negative and they should still maintain quarantining and the social distance and make sure that they are not spreading it as much as possible. So it is still a possibility. We would ideally like a test, 100% clear whether the person has the virus or doesn't have the virus, but unfortunately we are not there. So we have to work with what we have, given the condition and given the timeline that we have to work in. Everybody's doing the best they can.
All right. Well, Dr. Sampath, as always, we thank you for taking the time this morning and answering our questions, and have a great day.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you so much.